2 Chronicles 20:17. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Another translation in an expansion on the idea of position yourselves says to stand firm, hold your ground, and see. Note the three action verbs, stand, hold, and see. And while you're doing those three, don't be afraid or be gripped by fear, nor be dismayed, meaning don't fall to pieces in the face of your circumstances and throw yourselves on the ground. Then the scripture gives the bearing, tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Tomorrow, meaning a time deferred from now, in a time not yet here. That is set and bearing, or what is behind the idea of position yourselves. Now here's a sticky statement. We really need to get this. If the Lord has sent you, He will go with you. The action verbs, stand, hold, and see are infinitely important in our accomplishing the Lord's work. This is our heart posture, the set, how we lean in our heart toward God. The idea of getting your bearings means to find out where you are and keep your ears and eyes peeled for the Lord to reveal what you should do next. The idea of lost your bearings is, of course, having lost sight of where we're going and what we're doing. Both get your bearings and lost your bearings are idioms, a phrase whose meaning isn't easily discernible just by looking at the words. As a side note, do you realize how much of our communications are in the form of idioms? The Bible is absolutely full of them, yet so many don't think that far. What? Is it too much trouble? Lazy thinkers rarely get far, my friends. Luke 10:26-27. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." We've all heard that, from different angles, from different sources, but it came from Jesus. Among other things God has buried in this extraordinary statement, He said, "with all your mind." Every believer should exercise prudence, which is one of the cardinal virtues. Incidentally, the word cardinal comes from a Latin word meaning the hinge of a door. It is called cardinal because it is pivotal, meaning many, many things in life hang on common sense and thinking things through. Prudence being pivotal and an element of those with high moral character means it is essential, fundamental, and central. Proverbs 8:12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and direction. From all that, I'm sure anyone can see why the Lord would call prudence a pivotal virtue. A prudent person doesn't strut how much they know, ignores insults, acts with knowledge, and looks where they're going. They see danger and act appropriately and are crowned with knowledge. Ha! Yeah, man, that's good stuff for sure. Sounds like something we could all use these days. Yeah? C.S. Lewis commented in Mere Christianity, "Prudence means practical common sense, taking the trouble to think out what you're doing and what is the likely outcome." Nowadays, most people hardly think of prudence as one of the cardinal virtues. In fact, Because Jesus said we could only get into His world by being like children, many Christians have the idea that provided you are good, it doesn't matter being a fool. But that is a misunderstanding. In the first place, most children show plenty of prudence about doing the things they are really interested in, and they think them out quite sensibly. In the second place, as Paul points out, Christ never meant that we were to remain children in intelligence. Quite the contrary. He wants a child's heart, but a grown-up's head. He wants us to be simple, single-minded, affectionate, and teachable, but He also wants every bit of intelligence we have to be alert to its job and in first-class fighting trim. He has room for people with very little sense, but He wants everyone to use what sense they have. At the near end of every broadcast, I say, think about it. That isn't just some handy, clever thing to say at the conclusion of the program. Every time, it is a totally serious prompt to do more than just get saved and do right.